I'm C.J. Miller with Hoosier Ag today on the road for the Purdue Ag Alumni Fish Fry, and I'm with a very special guest, Indiana Congressman Jim Baird, representing Indiana's 4th Congressional District, which is West Central Indiana, including the Purdue University campus in West Lafayette. Congressman Baird, you serve on the House Ag Committee. Last year, we talked about a farm bill, which extended for another year through September 30th of this year. Now that we have President Trump back in the White House, Republicans are in control of the House, Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate, what are the chances that we see a brand new farm bill cross the finish line this year?
I think there's a real opportunity for that because we understand, as we've been across the states and across the country, how important this ag bill is. And then with the consequences of inflation and the prices and the low prices for commodities for farmers, we really need that safety net. And we understand that. And we've got some members on the committee that are all from farm states, and they understand the importance of food production, and they understand the necessity for taking care of farmers and ranchers.
I know that in years past, you and I have talked about the need for more farm in the farm bill, the need for more agriculture in the farm bill. So much of it is the nutrition component. In fact, from my understanding, about 17% of the farm bill in the past has been farm-related, ag-related. Do we see more farm and ag in a new farm bill for 2025?
You know, we passed a farm bill out of the House back in, May or June, and it was we got a lot of support out around the country from that bill. But absolutely, we're interested in making sure that we get the farm and the farm industry and ranchers in that farm bill. And so I really think that we're going to have an opportunity to do that. Of course, right now we're going in through budget resolution, and through that resolution we open up reconciliation. And that is asking all of our committees, there's 8 or 9 committees, they're asking them to look at ways to cut funds and so on. So we're going to be, in my opinion, using a scalpel instead of just a broad spectrum knife to really figure out what we can and can't do. Also, I think this DOGE activity with efficiency of government, that we may find things that will help the ag part. And back to your question, then I think we can use that help the farm community.
You have to be encouraged now that Senator John Bozeman is leading the effort on the Senate side, on the Senate Ag Committee. Last year, you had Democrats in control of the Senate. Senator Stabenow was the chair of the Ag Committee. We know how that ended up late last year with them releasing a farm bill in December, November. You've got to be more encouraged with Bozeman and the efforts of Senate Republicans this time around.
You're right on target, CJ. I mean, you know, to forestall that until, you know, we'd already put it off 2 or 3 years. And so here we are right at the last minute. The farm bill comes up every 5 years, and how we can wait till the end of the very end of it to put something on. And it really is discouraging from my perspective that by doing that, we end up trying to cram stuff in it. And we really ought to have the time to analyze it and do what's right for the country and what's right for our people.
Chatting with Congressman Jim Baird here on Hoosier Ag today. And last year, this same event at the Purdue Ag Alumni Fish Fry, we talked about your efforts to include more funding for ag research at land-grant universities such as Purdue and other land grants across the U.S. I'm sure that you'll be pushing for that as well. And I'm kind of also curious what other items you may be pushing for with a new farm bill here in 2025, since there's more momentum. There's already been the farm bill from last year that Congressman Thompson put forth, and it passed in committee. But anything else that you're looking to add or contribute to the farm bill here in 2025?
I'm glad you came up with that. I mean, asked that question, because I'm a strong advocate for research. I've done a lot of research myself. And that investment is really pays off like 20-1. And if we're going to stay and be able to feed 9 billion people down the road here around the world, then we're going to have the research that's necessary. And that includes, you know, there's a big emphasis on AI that's really picking up. And that's going to be important to agriculture as well. And I know there's nefarious things that could happen, but that tool is really going to be a help to agriculture, particularly precision agriculture and research that impacts food production and impacts health and all. So that's the kind of thing. And the other thing I wanted to mention with your question, when I talk about research, you know, a lot of our land-grant universities, and Purdue is one of them, but I'm interested in all the land-grant universities and even some of the non-land-grant, but a lot of those facilities were built back in the 50s and 60s, and they're really kind of ending their useful life in a way for being advanced research and the technology. We want to make sure we got the tools in the research laboratories that entices young researchers and to perform quality projects.
And Congressman Barrett, you talk about that research and that funding. You know, speaking of some of that research, you know, we've seen a great number of bird flu cases here within, well, since January 3rd of this year, including Rose Acre Farms in Jackson County, southern Indiana, which I believe is in Congresswoman Houchin's district. But you still have to be concerned about the number of bird flu cases, not just here in Indiana, but across the U.S. Do you see any additional funding for bird flu research that could be part of a farm bill for 2025?
Well, that's an excellent point, and I think, you know, when you look at H5N9 and how pathogenic that is, we need to make sure that we got a program, and takes research to do that, to make sure we got a program that we can contain that and control that. And then the really good thing about that is that we've got Brett Marsh as the new dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine, and he's also the CEO of the vet program there. And he's got years of experience. I've always been impressed. I remember some of the cattle diseases that he helped contain, and that was a real benefit. So that experience and him, along with the research, is going to be a real asset for getting a handle on this kind of thing. And my gosh, how devastating to, you know, farms like Rose Acre Farms when that bird flu ends up in their facility. And so the loss of animals, the loss of production, loss of money. You know, agriculture operates on a very narrow margin, and it doesn't take much to go negative. In some cases, it's already negative, but that kind of thing is concerning. And so we do need to have the research and the facilities to make sure we can contain that.
I wanted to pivot just a little bit because one of your fellow congressmen, Warren Davidson, Congressman out of Ohio, Cincinnati area, 8th District of Ohio, have introduced bills that would repeal the Corporate Transparency Act. That's an act that was put into place, supposed to take place January 1st, where you have to file private information if you were an LLC. We're talking hundreds of thousands of farmers across the U.S. included, private information with the U.S. Treasury Department's FinCEN. And that deadline was moved from the 1st to the 13th of January. A number of different lawsuits involved. It seems like it's just a mess. I just wanted to see if you would be in favor of voting for Representative Davidson's bill.
Well, I sit next to Representative Davidson in the Foreign Affairs Committee, so we'll have a chance to talk that even more. But I'm interested, too, in seeing how the lawsuits and how that ends up transpiring, because you gain information from that activity, and so that make it much more easy to, or much easier to make a decision. And so that's what I'll do, is evaluate what comes out of the judicial system and then go from there. But I think, you know, Warren has always done a good job of trying to be common sense and practical, and so I like his work.
In terms of helping farmers, I know that once again, the farm bill here in 2025. I know that you and Congressman Thompson and others, Mark Mesmer, Congressman Mesmer, is now one of your colleagues on the House Ag Committee. And I'm curious your message to Hoosier farmers as you work with fellow lawmakers to put something together that will help Hoosier farmers, not just hopefully beginning as soon as the farm bill is passed, but for many, many years to come.
Well, we're looking at, you know, it's good to have another Hoosier on the Ag Committee. I mean, every time you get that kind of power, you're always happy to do it, and I think that speaks well for Indiana Hoosiers and Hoosier farmers. But when you talk about the activities that are going to help farmers, then the discussions that we have about the details of the farm bill and so on, I think is very important.
Is there anything else, Congressman Baird, that you'd like to include or that I've forgotten to ask as part of our conversation in terms of your work on Capitol Hill?
I just want to know how you feel about Greenland and the Panama Canal and the Gulf of America. No, really, is that something? But when you look at Greenland, you find out that China and Russia are trying to get involved there. There are those metals that are precious metals that are important. And so I think it's not as silly as you might think in the beginning. And then if Panama Canal, if we are not being treated fairly as our ships, including our Navy, if that's a choke point at some point, or could be, then I think we ought to take a look at what we need to do about it.
I will ask you one final question. I know that you graduated, you have a degree from Purdue University, you have a degree from the University of Kentucky, you're a proud Boilermaker.
Yes.
You're also a proud Wildcat as well?
Yes, you bet.
Okay. Purdue plays Kentucky. Basketball, football, who do you root for, sir?
That's a tough question.
That may be the toughest question you face all day here.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, let's just say
you gotta give credit for both of those schools, in my opinion, with their history of and the sports and how well they've done. Look at Purdue and last year. I mean, come right up there to the end, and that was kind of heartbreaking. But my gosh, they did a great job. Kentucky's done a great job over the years. So I think sports really gives young people an opportunity to display their talents. My gosh, I'm glad we got that kind of programs here in the Midwest.
Once again, Congressman Jim Baird, thank you so much for your time here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.